Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 3, we finished with our study of verses 1 through 3, and I was about to start the invitation. Listen closely today.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
We read in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. It doesn't say big sin. It doesn't say a whole lot of sin. It just says, for the wages of sin is death. That is final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. Now, the word death does not mean ceasing to exist. It never meant that. It means separation. When your spirit is separated from this body, it's going to go to heaven or to hell. If Jesus Christ is your not Savior, I can tell you, hell is your eternal destiny. Until you receive Him as Savior. But the wages, what we've earned, what we've got come to us, the wages of sin is death. To go to hell. Because that's the wages God, an all-holy God, has put upon it. That's what He says is the payment. He says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You see, it's not something we earn. It's God's gift. In Romans 5, 8, it says, but God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So what does that mean? God commended His love for us. He gave His only begotten Son. This Jesus was God come in the flesh. He took on flesh in Bethlehem nearly 2,000 years ago just to be your Savior. He lived a perfect life. He was virgin born. Now, Mary, she had children after that from Joseph, but Jesus was virgin born of her. Jesus lived a sinless life so that when He died on the cross, He's dying for every sin you or I ever have or ever will commit. He died for all sin for all time. He paid the penalty. But it has to be received, you see. So He said, God commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's love. Romans 5:12 says, wherefore, by one man sin entered into the world, that is Adam. Sin entered, and so every person born since Adam, we're all part of Adam's race. And since he was the first man, everyone born since him has inherited that sin nature that he got the day he sinned. Wherefore, by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death has passed upon all men, for that all have sinned, every one of us. You can blame Adam for having a sin nature, but we've got to blame ourselves for our sin. In Romans 10:9, it says, though, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Lord speaks of His deity. He was Almighty God. Jesus speaks of His humanity. He was Almighty God come in the flesh. He is 100% God, my friend, but He's also 100% man. So He says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Again, you're believing that His deity rose His humanity from death, from the grave. See, Jesus died on that cross, literally died. His body died. But 3 days later, He physically rose up from the dead, having paid the price for all sin for all time. When He bowed His head there on the cross and said, it is finished, that meant all the penalty for sin had been paid for by Him. He says in Romans 10:10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Why? Because Jesus had to be an absolutely righteous sacrifice to be able to pay for our sin. No sin at all. So with the heart we believe that His righteousness will stand in for us. We are accepted in Christ. Ephesians 1 verse 6 says we're accepted in the Beloved. So, as you read that, you see that. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. With your heart is with your life. You're trusting with your life. I know a man had a heart transplant recently. He had to trust the surgeons and everybody with his life in that. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made into salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So what must you do? Admit that you're a sinner, that you cannot save yourself. You cannot be good enough to go to heaven. You can never deserve heaven. And you do deserve to go to hell. Secondly, believing that Jesus paid your penalty in his love. He paid it all for you. He died and was buried and literally rose again from the dead. Believing he did that bodily, and you know he's coming again, then my friend, believing he did that for you, you receive him. As many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, the Bible says. And so, you're trusting him with your life. And it's just like a marriage. You know, the Bible, even in Ephesians 5:32, tells us that it's likened to marriage. In other words, the commitment, marriage is a picture of our salvation, not salvation picture of marriage. Marriage is a picture of salvation. It shows the commitment of husband and wife to one another. And in a day in which people are just moving in and living together without marriage, that even means more so. That's what the salvation decision is. And so, believing that he died for you, was buried and rose from the dead, you call upon him, you ask him to save you. And God, who cannot lie, Hebrews chapter 6 tells us, God who cannot lie will save your soul if you're willing to give him your heart and life right now, believing that he died for you, paid your penalty in full for all time. If you'll do that, God will save you. I'm going to form a prayer in a moment. The prayer that I form would only be words if you did not mean it. But if you mean this, why not, right where you are, right now, pray this prayer that I'm going to pray aloud, asking the Lord to save your soul. Pray this way. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross and died for me, paying the penalty for all my sin, for all time. I believe 3 days later, he rose up bodily from the grave. I right now ask Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer in a minute, would you let us know? We are in the book of Nahum, and so I hope that you'll be ready to follow right along with us as we go through the Word of God right here in the book of Nahum. And by the way, we're in chapter 3, and I am just excited about this chapter because it just seems like it has been building up and building up. And it's even stronger than it was. And so let me encourage you here to follow along in the book of Nahum as we finish out this book. You can go to our website, www.centralbaptistocala.org. And you go there, you'll see the sermons for the day that are from our radio program, and they'll be posted on there, and you can always go, and then you can hit the recently preached sermons and just follow it all the way down. It'll have radio sermons, our Sunday sermons, and other things. Now, another way to do it is to go to our other website. That's www.sermonaudio.com/centralbaptist. And there are over 5,000 sermons on that website of sermons that have been preached right here at Central Baptist Church. And so many of those are radio sermons. We'd love for you to have those to listen to. We have on that particular webpage, you can look at Sermons by Bible and click onto that. It'll bring up books of the Bible. Click on the book of the Bible. And if we preach some sermons from a chapter or verse you're looking for, you'll find it there, whether I preached it or someone else preached it, whether it's our radio ministry or what have you. But you can always find it in one of those two websites. So let me encourage you to go to our website and listen along. And while I'm saying that, if you'd like to have good gospel preaching, good godly music, then I would encourage you to also go to our website and click on our radio station. It is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It is connected with the Fundamental Broadcasting Network as well, and so we do much with them. And we also know that we have some programs that are different, and we have the music that is good and godly, and you'll just love the music on our radio station, WTYG. Now, write that down, WTYG, because if you have a smartphone, an iPhone, you can go to the appropriate store, the iTunes or whichever store it is for an app, and you can just type in WTYG, and it is a free app that you can listen to. I was in Israel and clicked onto our app, and I was able to hear our radio station right back here in America through my cell phone while I was in Israel. So I would encourage you to do that. And then finally, let me again ask you to go to our website and see we are taking a trip to Israel on November 30th through December 8th of 2020. That can come up on you faster than you know it, but I would encourage you now to go to our website just to see what all is involved, the places that we visit, the cost, everything involved, the timeline as far as when everything has to be in. So I would encourage you to do that ASAP. And as a matter of fact, you can send in a registration form and maybe put about $300 on that to hold your place. But we would just love to have you go with us. And you can either write us at our address, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471, or you can go to our website and click on and find the trip to the Holy Land there, and you'll find that it is a great trip. We'd love to have you come, so I hope that you will consider it and that you will come with us to Israel, because we would love to have you with us to teach the Bible in all these spots and just see the Bible come alive. Nobody reads the Bible quite the same. They get so much more out of it when they come back from that trip, and I know that you will too. Hey, come with us. We'd love to have you come.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation for the Bible.